and welcome to this episode of WEA, Workers Educational Association, brought to you by the local Kapiti Coast branch of WEA. And I have in the studio with me today Bruce Taylor. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Nikki.
See, you had to remember too. Nice to have you here. This is my first time interviewing you about WEA, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
So you're going to have to bear with, all right? Because I might not get things quite right. So for those who haven't heard this program before, can you just give me a little bit of an idea about what the Workers Educational Association is?
Well, it was founded originally in the United Kingdom back, I think, in the 1920s to provide further educational opportunities for working class people, in which they would do in their free time. It spread to New Zealand. It got well established. It has changed its nature since England in the 1920s. It's much more now adult education, and all people from all different walks of life and classes are very welcome to participate.
Yeah.
Here on the Kapiti Coast, our main target audience is our retired population, but we do welcome people who are still working, and we have a very interesting program, and I encourage everyone in the Kapiti Coast to have a look at what we offer.
Excellent, and it's been going since 1977, so it's been nearly 50 years on the Kapiti Coast.
Correct.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Okay, so let's have a little chat. We're going to cover about five different workshops or seminars that we've got coming up. So these are Saturday seminars, and they are, as you said, specifically aimed at retired people, but younger people who are still working are also welcome to come along to these. So what's the first one we've got coming up?
Yes, we have a series of Saturday seminars, and our first one is on this Saturday, which is the 18th of May. And it's a return of a very popular speaker, Anthony Gomes. Now, he's the Vice President of the Royal Astronomical Society of New Zealand and a past President of the Wellington Astronomical Society. And he's going to talk to us about everything you want to know about telescopes.
Everything you want to know about telescopes. Sounds amazing.
Yeah, how they differ, what objects in the sky they can help us explore, etc.
Oh, excellent. And he's locally based, is he, or does he come in from out of town?
He's from Wellington.
Wow. So you get people, so it's not just people on the Kapiti Coast who contribute.
Oh, no.
To this.
We draw on an extensive range of people from Wellington, Porirua, Kapiti Coast.
Nice.
We're very grateful to these people who do come and speak to our seminars and also participate in our other activities, such as bus trips and weekend courses.
Yeah. So the second seminar is called Looking to the Future of Work.
Yes. Well, just before we go on to that, Anthony Gomes will also be looking at the moon.
Oh, that's right. Yes. He said, would there be life on Earth without the moon?
Okay. From the birth of the moon to its future and how it's influencing our lives along the way. So that's sure going to be fascinating and will draw a large crowd.
So the next program we've got, next seminar that is coming up is the weekend after, which is the 25th of May, and it's called Looking to the Future of Work.
Yes, the tutor or speaker there is Steph Dyerberg, who's an employment law lawyer based in Wellington, but she also, I understand, has a house in Waikanae.
She does, and she's also quite heavily involved with Rotary and Mary Potter Hospice as well.
Oh, right. Now, she's a very good speaker, and she'll discuss various areas of employment law and practice relevant to improving women's conditions of work, including pay equity, sexual harassment, and bullying prevention.
Well, that'll be definitely a bit of an eye-opener for some people, I'm sure. Now, nothing on King's Birthday weekend, understandably, because it's a long weekend, but then we have another Saturday seminar on the 8th of June.
Yes, now this is another return speaker, well known to many people, Dr. Jock Phillips, who was formerly the country's chief historian and then a general editor of the online encyclopedia Te Ara. He is speaking to us about a recent book which he has written the text for, and this book People may well have seen in the bookshops or in the library, Our Land in Colour. And what they've done is Brendan Graham has taken a series of photographs in the history of our country and colourised them.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So that's a book to look out for, Our Land in Colour. And Jock has written the text. So he will discuss how colourising old photographs identifies elements of a past which are easily ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because black and white doesn't always give you the full image, does it?
No.
Yeah. So that one is called Reading Historical Photos. And then the following week, so another 15th of June is this one.
Now, this is another return speaker, Jared Davidson, who's a research librarian at the Alexander Turnbull Library. And he's going to talk about wrecks and riots, micro-histories of the 1840s. And what he'll be looking at is the a series of turbulent events in New Zealand in the 1840s, such as the riot by workers in Nelson, when the New Zealand Company, which established the Nelson settlement, reduced its relief rates. Also, the plundering of a United States sailing ship, Falco, on the Mahia Peninsula in 1845. And by looking at those two events in detail, Jared will tell us a lot about law and the state of the economy and the environment and work and power in the 1840s.
Yeah, and of course the 1840s was a very topical year in our history because that was also when the Treaty of Waitangi was also put together as well.
Yes, and the first real major wave of settlement by Pākehā.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 1840s.
So those kind of the stories he's talking about sort of give a bit of background to all that, don't they?
Yes, and he will be making some wider points about what it shows about things like the law, economy, environment, work, and who exercised power in the 1840s.
Yeah. And then the last one for June is on the 22nd of June. And, oh, that looks like fun.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this one.
Yeah, well, I'm a personal friend of Dr. Graham Langton, is our tutor, and he's talking about mountain climbing in New Zealand from its origins. This seminar I would like to give a push for. We haven't had many enrolments so far. Graham has published a number of books, including Mr. Explorer Douglas, about the explorer Charlie Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Also a book called Summits and Shadows, which I think was about Jack Clark, who was a guide at the Hermitage Mount Cook.
Oh, okay.
And who took the first successful climb to the top of Mount Cook. He's written articles too for magazines like Wilderness Magazine. So he's going to survey the origin and development of New Zealand mountain climbing from the 19th century through the 1980s and discuss the considerable development in this recreational activity long before Sir Edmund Hillary conquered Mount Everest.
Yeah, so we were doing it before we became famous internationally.
Yeah, and there were a number of women doing it. So that's the second part, the struggle of women, like Frieda Dufour, to get space created for them, as it were, in a very male-dominated activity, that is mountaineering. So he's looking at, as I say, the struggle for women to achieve and be accepted in New Zealand mountaineering. Now, if you are interested in any of these activities, we have a cell phone number. You just ring that number and our administrator will help you. The number is 027-715-3677 or email kapitiwea@gmail.com.
Now, to attend these seminars, Bruce, do you need to be a member?
No.
No, you don't. But there is an option to be a member, which gives you a few extra things as well.
Well, yes, we have an option of a season ticket, which costs $125. Up till the end of May, and that'll be half price for the rest of the year. The season ticket gives you membership, which is $25, and then the right to attend any of these seminars. And you can take out that membership by getting in touch with us, and you'll get the details for the internet banking, or just turn up to one of the seminars and pay in cash. Could I just mention, Nikki, that we do have another course starting in June, which is Introduction to French, which is 6 sessions, and that will be at the Waikanae Baptist Church. All the seminars are at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church. So basic level French, 6 sessions, starting on Monday the 10th of June.
Oh, excellent.
And the cost is $120. So no prior knowledge is assumed, though many people have sort of school days French to start from.
Exactly. And also, too, it's kind of like a lot of foreign languages, it's kind of become part of just our normal speak as well. We'll quite often use words that are actually French or Italian or whatever, just thrown in there just for the heck of it. So not only the seminars, also a new course about to start. I see there's some other courses which we'll talk about next time you come in. And, of course, we've still got quite a number of seminars coming up over the rest of the year as well.
For further information, go to our website, carpedwea.org.nz, or you can pick up our brochure, which is available in libraries in the district.
Yes, and also, well, we'll be soon, normally at our reception, but we need to stock up because apparently you guys have been really interested in what's going on at Carpedwea, and we have run out.
Yes, so I'll make sure you get some more.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Bruce. Really appreciate it. Lovely to catch up with you as always. And we'll talk to you in about another 6 to 8 weeks to talk about the rest of the year.
We will indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.